Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. With all the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's May 12th, the greatest day ever. On the 12th of May, 1963, folk singer Bob Dylan stormed off the set of The Ed Sullivan Show. CBS television censors had issues with Dylan's lyrics. Dylan was flabbergasted the lyrics were an issue, while the rest of America was flabbergasted that someone was actually able to understand them. Have a great May 12th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. health advisors have endorsed use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in kids as young as 12. Just as expected, new guidelines say that it's okay for people of any age to get the shot at the same time as other needed vaccinations. COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have tumbled to an average of about 600 per day. Now, that's the lowest level in 10 months. The number of lives lost per day has dropped to single digits on average in well over half the states and has hit zero on days. House Republicans removing Liz Cheney from her number three position in party leadership on a voice vote. GOP lawmakers removed Cheney from her role as GOP conference chairwoman. Stocks finishing lower on Wall Street. The Dow plummeted 681 points. The NASDAQ dropped 357. The S&P 500 off 89. This is SRN News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And now, a star is born. On May 12, 1937, the world welcomed little baby George Carlin.
Yeesh, you think that's bad? Just wait till you hear his first seven words.
George Carlin, a star is born.
He tried to warn us.
So self-important. Everybody's gonna save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
It is the ultimate arrogance that they really believe. It's great. Something that boggles the mind. We all know about Martha's Vineyard. And we know somebody who's fabulously wealthy who bought a $16 million waterfront mansion there.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yesterday, Joseph Ryden, Robin Dum Dum, authorized putting $2 billion in these stupid turbines off Martha's Vineyard. Seriously, I really believe that all those rich folks that live and generally vote Democratic too, stupid. All those folks on Martha's Vineyard are going to sit there and be happy with wind turbines going up that kill. You know, it's funny how selective the concerns are on the left. We must have clean energy, even if we have to kill thousands of eagles and seagulls and every other thing that flies. They're in piles at the bottom of these things. By the way, they're made in China. And they're not recyclable. They don't last that long. And when they have to come down, which is, because these are big suckers. If you've ever seen one, they're huge. If you could put those blades on an airplane, I'd love to see the size of the airplane that would fly with those. And as Texas found out, they don't work when they freeze. Then they got to send up helicopters powered by fossil fuels to spray chemicals to get the clean energy to work again. It's a bad joke. It's a big scam. The whole turbine thing is a scam. And every once in a while, one of them will just catch on fire. Why are we allowing this? Insanity. Absolute insanity. So we'll see. I'd like to see if even one of those things get. When you're living on Martha's Vineyard, you're there to see the ocean, not some giant propeller blade that's. And by the way, they get hit with two types of storms in that area. Northeasters, which are very powerful winter storms, and they're also vulnerable to hurricanes. Wouldn't that be fun if one similar to the New York hurricane back in 2012 came up that alley? with all these stupid turbines standing there. Well, they'd spin really fast, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Probably spin right off their hinges, and you got a mess. But when they take them down, when they take the towers down, they have to be buried. There is a place, I think it's in Iowa, where they have to truck these. Oh, that's real energy efficient. That's real green. Truck these giant towers to bury them.
And they're not biodegradable.
No, they're not. That's not very green, is it? But man, the little commies, they're so committed to this. They're not committed to anything. They hate America. It's like Ilhan Omar today. She's like, let me play that son of a bitch, Noah. Sorry about the language. I'm beyond the point where even Rosie can give me the eye and make a difference. Where is that little buckethead? Oh, I'm going to listen to as much of this as I can stand. But he's the one, like, Omar, well, you know, but Israel is more powerful than Palestine. Should they be allowed to fight back when they're attacked? This is the mentality out there. It's like, Omar, that's because the people did something a few years ago. And the New York Post, the last newspaper in America, put pictures of 9/11 on the front page, and here's your some people did something, moron. Too bad she never had the chance to be on the 104th floor of the North Tower, facing a choice of two things: being burned alive or leaping to her death, because there was no other option. Unless you wanted to wait until the building came down, then you could be crushed by the cement floor above you. There were people pulverized that turned into dust that day. But some people did something. Ugh. So let's listen to this pompous moron. Oh, we don't have the volume on. Well, that's the best way to enjoy this idiot.
Followers online, and I'm on the verge of being blocked on all social media and in life. That's how contentious this topic is. I mean, before you even finish the sentence, people are like, you idiot, how dare you, shut the hell up. But guys, we have to talk about it. Because this is one of the most difficult stories that has existed in our lifetime. I mean, there are lots of fights that seem like they'll never come to an end. You know, India versus Pakistan, China versus Tibet, white people versus rhythm.
I still don't understand. This is a guy that got the show that Jon Stewart made great. Now, Jon Stewart was a classic liberal, but not the kind of liberal you see today. He wasn't crazy. I forget when Obama, and I couldn't even believe Obama was dumb enough to say something this ignorant, said, well, I think our veterans should get private insurance. Stewart came out and said, no! They put their asses on the line for us. We owe them that. Somebody else made a similarly ignorant comment about we go too far to treat veterans like a special class of people. You know what? They are a special class of people. They are the top class of people in this country. And yeah, they should be first. We haven't done a particularly good job of doing that. I know Trump tried to improve. I don't know if that's worked out or not. We got veterans here. You let me know. Who said that? I'm trying to read. Somebody, obviously, of prominence who just doesn't understand why we... what was the term? We bow down to veterans or something? We should all bow down to veterans that served us. We're the new resistance, folks. The new resistance. They got to play with that word, turn it into a joke for years, so why don't we have some fun with it? We'll play some more Carlin this afternoon. Yeah. Our number's 272-9228. All right, let me see if I was accurate in predicting the number of people that would like react to the Biden-Harris empty. All right, we're up to 66. Reactions, only 8 shares. I thought that would do a little bit better. But you see, the future of our country doesn't elicit quite the emotional reaction from our listeners that Rich Thomas's breakfast does. I say that in jest. And I really would love to open up. Look at that BLT.
It was gorgeous.
72 reactions. 6 comments. And a nice word from my buddy, which I appreciate. Let's see. Great grandma started drunk calling, so not funny. Oh. I don't know what that means. Anyhow.
We got 72 reactions to the sandwich, but it's been up there since this morning.
Yeah.
And 67 to
No, we've had tons of reaction to, like, the gas price. That's the hot issue. But there's no need for this to be happening here because that pipeline has nothing to do with us. That was a self-inflicted wound all the way. Now, garbage disposal was making kind of a funny noise. He had a stubborn toilet handle, had a leak in the hallway bathroom. So I called Clark's today. I got to talk to Melanie. Melanie is the one who asked, how can we make you smile today? She is a goddess. I said, well, so I told her what was going on. And she said, we'll have a team out there ASAP. And as I was leaving to come here this afternoon at 2:30, the colorful Clark's truck pulled into the driveway. By the time I parked outside our building at 2:50, I got a text from my friend Terry saying, everything is fixed. They found a little thing in the garbage disposal that was causing it to, whatever, something that got in there. The bathtub leak done, and the new toilet handle apparatus has been installed. In the time it took me to drive from the Kingdom of Arrowhead to here.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm impressed. But
again, I say wow.
That's why having a Clark's Club membership is a great thing. 20 minutes. 3 problems solved. That's why they're the best. Had to call the AC folks, too, because they came out for the tune-up, and everything was great. The house was like a refrigerator. I had to actually raise the thermostat because the system was working so efficiently. They cleaned the outside unit. It was all clogged up again. But I noticed the house was warmer than it should have been. So in the attic, one of the fans stopped working, and I'm 99% sure it was affected by the storm that came through because we got hit pretty hard too. We didn't get the damage that Jay got, but we still had a lot of high wind and lightning and stuff. So they'll be out to fix that today. It's just nice to know. You never have to think twice about who to call. Their people are so great. You know, they have the skill set, but they also have charisma by the bucket. They really do. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. Talk to Melanie. Tell her I told you to say hi to her. She's such a sweetheart. 277-2125. Am I allowed to say that or is that sexist? No. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004 as we say hello to Pat.
Hey, I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in about the VA. I think the VA whole hospital thing needs to be shut down and all the veterans need to get private insurance so that they can just use the facilities and the doctors that we use, because it is one of the most overbloated, cumbersome,
like anything else, a bureaucracy.
Government, it's ridiculous. And I think the last year when I think all they did was pump more money into it, hire more people, so that the one job needs to be done by 10 VA employees. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. I spent a year and a half trying to get my dad, who 82 years old, disability compensation. He was in Vietnam 2 times. It took me that long to get him only 70% disability when he has Parkinson's.
Oh, my
and
God,
Alzheimer's.
That's disgusting.
And the 42-year-old guy that's sitting in the cubicle pushing the paperwork, doing my dad's paperwork, fully disabled because he was over there for 2 weeks. They know how to fill out the paperwork and what to do, and it's just another just wasteful government program that the people that know how to you know, fill the paperwork out, they get all the benefits, but the veterans don't. You call the VA and call the hospital, and you sit on the phone, and one of the prompts is the VA suicide hotline. And every time it comes on, I think I'm about to call it. I mean, it is ridiculous how long you have to wait. Nothing takes 2 weeks. Everything takes a minimum of 90 days.
Wow.
And you call back and you have to go through 9 or 10 people to get to the right person. I mean, it is just shut it all down. They build buildings and clinics that they never use. It's just ridiculous. And I worked for the VA 25 or 30 years ago, mm-hmm. and was hired over there to do a job that should have taken me 6 months. 2.5 years later, when I left, it was still not done, and it wasn't because of me. It was because of all of the bureaucracy, all the hoops you have to jump through. Yeah. It is. We would save so much money to just get rid of it.
Give our veterans a card. And no deductibles.
Yeah, let them be taken care of the right way instead of by people that just want a lifelong career where they get a pay raise, every year, whether they deserve it or not,
mm-hmm.
and lifelong, benefits that are even better than what the veterans get. I mean, my
Isn't
dad never
sick?
Took
Isn't 80,
82 years old. 82 years old is when I took him to get disability compensation. He never asked for anything from the VA, and it took a year and a half to get only 70% disability.
That's a disgrace. That should not be happening. I really appreciate you bringing that to our attention, Pat. Thank you. God bless you, Dad.
All right.
And you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. She's absolutely right. To give them a full carte blanche card that would pay whatever, not what the government decides, what the doctor. What he charges other patients. Just go. And right, the suicide hotline. But the tragic thing is that so many veterans have, in frustration, waiting. We're going to take good care of you when you serve our country. And then we don't. But you see, Obama did not recommend private insurance on the government's dime. He thought they should pay for it.
Yeah, right.
There's a big difference. What Pat said makes total sense. 422. Wow.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We are light to moderate around the boulevard. Our most congested spots at the moment, Vaughn Road at Taylor. Also, East Boulevard at I-85. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown. No reports of any new accidents. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated on the ride home. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage. Get cash out or get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some better weather news coming in the not-too-distant future. Hang on. But in the meantime, more scattered showers will be in the forecast through the nighttime hours tonight from time to time. A little cooler, overnight low 55. Tomorrow, high temperature only in the upper 60s with the risk of leftover showers, mainly first half of the day tomorrow. Friday is a much better day. Nice, with a high in the upper 70s and plenty of sunshine. Great weekend weather, highs in the 80s and lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
427. Going to go right back to the phones here. I got a little bogged down. Dana, thanks for waiting.
Thanks for having me. I was calling about the VA as well. Mm-hmm. I agree with everything last caller said before you went to break. Wish we could put these guys on the best private insurance on the government. So why don't we put them on what Congress has?
Congress
seems pretty happy with what they have.
Our veterans have actually served the country and haven't tried to actively destroy it like Congress is.
Exactly. Let's send Congress to the VA to get their medical care, and let's put the veterans on the Congress private insurance. I've got a friend. He was in the military for many years, and he goes to the VA. He has not seen a physician at the VA in over 2 years. What they will do is they'll set him an appointment, and then about 3 days before the appointment, he gets a card in the mail that his appointment has been rescheduled. So he had an appointment, but it's been rescheduled. That's how they get away with him not seeing anyone. He did have a telehealth appointment this past year, mm-hmm. but it was because he kept calling in. He had a infected and grown toenail, and they set him up with a telehealth to dig the toenail out.
God. This is heartbreaking to hear this.
Yeah, he said, if you're too afraid to touch me, then let me go somewhere else. And they said, well, you've got to respect what's going on. He said, you've got to respect me some.
Yeah.
But they don't.
But that's government, high and mighty, bureaucracies. They don't care.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Dana. Gambler.
Yes, the veterans should get the same health care as our congressmen. Absolutely. I totally 100% agree.
The Congress people should be on Obamacare because they passed it. They shouldn't be exempted from that.
Exactly.
Crap. Well, that's cruel and unusual punishment, but okay. The reason I'm calling was I didn't want to change the subject. I just wanted to say that the pipeline's back open.
Yay.
So, It is. It is. But see, we didn't get gas off that pipeline anyway.
No, that was all. I knew this was going to happen. A self-inflicted incident.
Absolutely. Just like the toilet paper.
Yep.
We weren't out of toilet paper. We had plenty of toilet paper. It's just on the gas, they know how much appetite each gas station has.
Yeah.
Now, there is a 25 to 35% shortage of tanker drivers, but they're still working around that. That's they're able to. But they know how much Greg's gas station uses and Rosie's gas station uses. And you've got those meters inside your tank that tell the depot, well, you know, as you're getting low, when to schedule your delivery.
Right.
They got it all figured out. The logistics is fine. What happens is, when you see these idiots going up, just topping off every tank they got, every gas can they can buy, I saw on Facebook this one guy had something on top of a trailer.
Yeah.
It was steel wired with a big plastic thing in it, and he's dumping it in there. And, of course, they posted on Facebook. And my comment was, instead of posting on Facebook, call 911, get a police officer out there. That's illegal transport. He doesn't have a hazmat license. He's buying 500 gallons on a stupid trailer you'd haul a lawnmower on, and that thing could fall off into the road or catch on fire or whatever, causing... Anyway, ridiculous.
Yeah.
But no, it was self-inflicted, exactly what you said, Greg.
Thank you.
It don't matter what it is. It could be hairbrushes. If we all went and bought hairbrushes today that we don't need, we're going to run out of hairbrushes.
That's right.
It's just the idea. Thanks for the call. The idea of a shortage of hairbrushes.
Oh, my God.
Scares the hell out of me. So we're going to Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Come and join us, because in that camaraderie that we share in our group, you'll find some escape from the real world. Our mistress of ceremonies at Baumhauer's is with us in the studio. That would be LaDonna Brooks. Jeb, would you give LaDonna the big welcome?
Please clap.
Hi.
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 Yeah, I'm looking forward to going out there to relieve some stress.
We have, we're celebrating someone tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Can I say?
Can she? Can he?
I don't know.
Yeah? Well, look, I think maybe. I think
so. Our server.
Yes. Laura.
She's there every week. She manages our group and hustles like
yes,
few
she
others.
Does.
Yep.
And
yes,
like many other businesses, Bob is trying to find people to work on the team.
Right.
But it's been tough. So yep, we want to reward her.
Right. Absolutely.
And if you want to do something nice, eat a great meal and do something nice for a really special person, come and join us over there tonight.
Yeah, she definitely takes care of our big crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And LaDonna, if you're new for the first time, we had a wonderful couple show up last week. And I know how it is. You feel like you're walking. It's not a cult.
No.
No matter how LaDonna frightens you, it's not a cult.
We will not chant anything over
you. No. We will not slice your thumb open and demand blood.
No.
To take an oath or anything crazy like that. So come and join us.
That's right.
That's right. Well, actually, the group starts gathering around 5, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Thank you,
LaDonna. Come on out. Yeah, absolutely.
If you have had financial hardship, and I've been down this road a couple of times where, I mean, literally everything kind of collapsed around me. And I went from $200 a night dinners to $200 got me to the next day to keep the lights on at my house. I went through that, and I needed to go through it, but that's not the story. Chuck Granger, my only regret when I finally did reach out for Chapter 13 bankruptcy help was that I didn't do it a lot sooner, because it's not just living, and nobody really wants to find themselves in that spot, but sometimes life happens that way, and you need help. Ask for help. It's the most important thing you need to learn how to do in life. When you can't handle something, ask for help. You'll get it. You'll get it. And Chuck has 20 years of experience helping people deal with bankruptcy issues. And he's got an incredible pedigree prior to that as Assistant Attorney General and General Counsel to the Alabama Secretary of State, Legal Advisor to the Alabama Public Service Commission. This man knows the law. But you know what? He's a great guy. And you'll feel like you have a friend helping you navigate these turbulent waters. And it can happen to anybody. Don't feel like you're real special because you had to reach out to a bankruptcy attorney. happens to the best. 260-0500 is Chuck Granger's number. Or you can answer a couple of questions on his website, Granger Legal. That's Granger, G-R-A-I-N-G-R, legal.com, and find out whether or not you should proceed with your plan. But if you do, he's the guy to handle it for you. GrangerLegal.com, Chuck at 260-0500 as we hit 435. Is that possible?
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We're seeing more and more people hit the roadway this afternoon headed to the house, and that means we've got more cars on the road. We're a little bit more busy on Norman Bridge outbound now, as well as Atlanta Highway outbound. Very congested Eastern Boulevard from Baptist and Alpha up to the Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Still no accidents, Montgomery, with Tumka, Prattville, or Millbrook that we know of. Shopping is incredible at Premier Place. Shop professionals and spa, America's best contacts and eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Why pay more than you need for name brand food items? All you need to do is shop the Food Outlet in Prattville, Millbrook, and the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Montgomery. At Food Outlet, everything is at cost, plus 10%. The Food Outlet is locally owned, and they're dedicated to giving you name brands without taking such a chunk of your paycheck. Listen to these specials good through May the 18th. USDA Western Style Pork Ribs, $1.27 a pound. USDA Family Pack Drumsticks, 78 cents a pound. You'll find USDA Sir Loin Tip Roast, $3.65 a pound. The 24-ounce bag of Ziegler Red Hots, only $4.50. Get a 12-ounce package of Ziegler Wieners, $1.67. An 8-pound bag of Russet Potatoes, $2.75. Totino's Pizza Rolls, all varieties, 50 count, $2.99. Save every day at your locally owned Food Outlet in Millbrook, Prattville, and Montgomery. Food Outlet opens 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Pay cost plus 10% at the Food Outlet, 720 East Main and Prattville, in Millbrook, 3543 Highway 14, and the Eastbrook Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Gambling is a bad deal for Alabama. The rich and powerful gambling cartels will pour tens of millions of dollars in advertising, trying to convince us it'll be wonderful for our state. But did you know that they are exempt from truth in advertising laws? Yeah, that's right, they are. Citizens are conned into thinking they can win money on games that are designed to make them lose. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org. Has the high price of seniors independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's George Carlin's birthday today, and we're celebrating.
Hi, I'm George Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed by one.
I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium, digital and smoke-free, a diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced, I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. I bought a microwave at a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity. I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow, I go with the flow, I ride with the tide, I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough, over and out.
What a freaking genius that man was. And he also tried to warn us about what we're... And actually, prior to me, it was Terry Adams, that the owner's clip, and we play it. We'll play it tomorrow at 3. We open every Thursday show with that clip. He turned us on to that over 10 years ago, and it was a prophecy. And even though I've heard it, 50 times a year, 500 times, I still get something out of it that I didn't get the time before.
He called it a long time ago.
Sure did. Yeah. Well, the headline on the New York Post says, rough patch, Bill Gates told golf buddies that his marriage was loveless. Maybe I can help you with that, Mr. Gates. Maybe your wife didn't want to have sex with you because you're a pedophile and you hang out with people like Jeffrey Epstein. Just a suggestion. Women tend to avoid physical contact with anybody that disgusting.
And he looks rough, man. Looks like Skeletor. Compared to her, she doesn't look bad. You know, she looks really good compared to him.
That's because she's never been with somebody like me.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you see the look on Rosie's face?
I've never seen her eyes get so big. Life changing, okay?
Yeah.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard. Well,
and you look good, man.
Well, that's
nice. Oh, it's great.
Well, seriously, though.
Yeah, man. You're life-changing.
You live in another world, another universe.
You got that right.
And you can bet, now that this is finally, like, oozing out, this whole story on Gates and Epstein, it's been there.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, man.
She's known.
I mean, whenever people were watching the docs on Epstein, it always said Bill Gates.
Yes. It's just hard to divorce $100 billion. Mm. But at some point, you got to say yes. And then you got to find that Greg Budell that's going to show you what life is really all about.
Yeah! You shut the screen doors.
Let's pound on our chest for a minute.
Oh.
Rosie is wheeling her chair towards the door.
I'm drowning in testosterone.
Oh. No. No, you're awash in reality is what you are. Oh.
Well,
and you look clean.
Excuse me.
Pardon me while I am amused at myself.
That was good, man.
One of the greatest bits that George Carlin ever did was the baseball-football comparison. We need a break from inflation and gas lines and all this bullshit. So we'll have that coming up in just a moment. Nobody more than Donnie Turner. I can tell you this with a straight face. I can look you in the eye and say this to you because I've known him for a long time. Nobody more than Donnie Turner hopes that you don't have to call him at 27 wreck with a W because you were in a wreck. That's the kind of guy he is. But they happen. When your car is damaged, he's the guy you want to have fix it. State-of-the-art facility, MPB. Over 4.5 decades, they change with the times and technologies. They're always upgrading as those come along. But the most important tool in their kit is their business ethic. That's what they were founded on. It hasn't changed. It hasn't wavered. They fix everything. They diagnose all the damage, and they fix all the damage, which is why they're a preferred body shop with insurance companies. Mine, I just mentioned, because they know they're going to play it straight and give a result that's always good as new, maybe better. Done it for me, did it for you. Did it for Rich many, many times. Jay, the boss, did it for Rick Peters. And his car, that thing gets damaged on it. He doesn't want anybody touching it unless he knows they are the best at what they do.
It always looks freshly washed.
Yeah. That's MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. So if you need them, call them 27 Rec with a W.
Spring is here, and new sale prices are blooming daily at the Cafco Outlet. Shop our huge selection of ribbons, silk flowers, and home decor at prices you'll love. Our talented designers have created a beautiful selection of graveside memorials and floral arrangements available for sale. They also design custom wreaths, bows, and floral decor created just for you. Cafco has a great selection of home fragrance products, accessories, and gift items. Remember, your best deal is at the Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey, y'all, I'm Allison Robertson, team leader and associate broker of the A-Team at Local Realty. We offer a $2,900 full-service flat listing fee that can save you thousands on selling your home without sacrificing the service you receive. This allows sellers to hold on to more of their hard-earned equity. I've been a realtor in the River Region for over 5 years, and I'm also a veteran. Let us revolutionize your home selling experience. It's worth a conversation. Give us a call at 334-424-3080.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some better weather news coming in the not-too-distant future. Hang on. But in the meantime, more scattered showers will be in the forecast through the nighttime hours tonight from time to time. A little cooler, overnight low 55. Tomorrow, high temperature only in the upper 60s with the risk of leftover showers, mainly first half of the day tomorrow. Friday is a much better day. Nice, with a high in the upper 70s and plenty of sunshine. Great weekend weather, highs in the 80s and lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Thank you, Shemp. All right, we have breaking news from Rosie.
Yes. First it was chicken. Now Chick-fil-A is out of sauce. They are rationing their Chick-fil-A sauce.
All the folks with me, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. They always see this place.
Wow, so it's got, that's even worse than gas.
Yeah.
By the way, when are they going to tell us that we got to ration gas? You can shut that thing off.
It took me
this is a breaking story.
It took me 3 gas stations yesterday to get some gas.
I think it took Rich 5 or 6 today.
Ridiculous, man. I mean, the highest one was 310.
And there's no need for it. There's no need for any of this garbage to be going on. None. All right, we're celebrating Carlin's birthday. Here's the baseball football classic.
Baseball is played on a diamond in a park. The baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium. Sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium.
Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life.
Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls.
Baseball has the sacrifice.
Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field. Can't read the yard markers. Can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue.
In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play.
In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
What a genius. And it's just a matter of observing the obvious, which is not always that easy to do.
So good, man.
451. I cannot use the words I would like to use to describe Liz Cheney, who doesn't get it. She and Bush and all these old Republicans don't get it. We're never, ever going to go back to old Republicanism again. It's dead. We don't want Mitt Romney, who was all upset that Liz got pulled out of power today. And they always make it about Trump. What about the policies and things he advocated that were successful? We become so immersed in this culture. Oh, his tweets were mean. Well, good. You don't have to read any of his mean tweets while you're pumping your paycheck into a gas pump. Because you voted for Joe Biden. He's a real sweetheart, too. So she doesn't get it. The woman has a 15% approval rating in Wyoming. Now that the folks that live in Wyoming, which is one of the least populated states, the people that live there found out what she's really all about. She's no conservative. She's just like the rest. So she got pulled out of her position of power. And you know what? There's a few more that need to go too. Enough. If the Democrats are going to go all the way over here, beyond left, not just left, but beyond it, to the irrational. Well, left is irrational. It's just, then we have to come back with a real alternative, and it ain't her kind of Republicanism. So too bad, so sad, your ego's damaged and all that. Resign. Do your constituents, given that you only have 15% support now in Wyoming, do them a favor and get the hell out. Today. That's what somebody of any substance or character would have done and said, well, I recognize that my beliefs and yours don't match up real well, so I'll go. But they can't quit it, can they? They can't quit the power. They can't quit the benefits and perks and the money. So she'll hang in there, but she's a disgrace. Political whore. For the wrong side, too. All this has been the problem right along, and Mitch has still got it in him, and so do some of these other old farts that have an R next to their name. They've been so used to making deals. And let's reach across the aisle. Lindsey Graham, all of them, they've all played that game. But it's always them that are bending over for the Schumers and Pelosi's. And we were naive enough when the Tea Party erupted at the opening of Obama's administration. And we think about it. We got 63 House seats changed in that 2010 election. What do we get out of that? What do we get when we worked and worked and worked and got the Senate to flip Republican? What do we get when we had a Republican president, Senate, and House? The same old Schmidt. That's what we got. Not conservatism. We didn't get, they couldn't even bring themselves to either redo or just get rid of Obamacare. They really did nothing. When they had the opportunity, somebody once said the Republicans are a party that likes to be in the minority. I think they're right, because they're scared of their own shadow. They don't want to deal with the media. They don't want to, you know, that's why I like DeSantis. DeSantis, go ahead. He's got a 55% approval rating. And the 45% that don't approve of what he's doing, what the hell's your problem? Are you that immersed? Do you still think Democrats are the way they used to be, you know, like the Tip O'Neills and that kind of Democrat? You really think that's what's running the party now? No, it's AOC and the squad. So have a meeting with yourself in the nearest mirror and do a reality check. So, I spoke to my friend Tip Tames over at Jack Ingram. I learned something that you should consider if you've thought about trading in. They've got, you know, for existing customers at Jack Ingram, they have a program in place this month, an upgrade program. And that's something they're really good at doing for their customers. And you should give it a try, too. Because our budget is based on monthly payments. Right now, because the inventory of vehicles is squeezed, so to speak, and this is not going to be a forever thing, the demand for trades, good trades, is through the roof. So he told me that there are, in some instances, vehicles they sold that they took back to upgrade a customer actually were worth more on the trade in than when they sold them for a year or two ago. Wow. Because of the demand. It's a situation you should take advantage of. See what that trade is worth. Go see Tip and his team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. We are six-time customers, and Mrs. Ritterbuttle is going over there with Shondor on Saturday with the Subaru.
What's he going to get?
I don't know.
What's he like?
There's a whole bunch of vehicles in the category that we're shopping that could work for him.
Cool.
I just know I will always do my business with Jack Ingram. I've loved those folks since I first moved to town. I got to know them then. I was impressed with the way they did things. Always been a first-class operation, good character people. Product knowledge in each of the six stores that they operate is through the roof. They really are great at what they do. But take advantage. This is the time to do it. That's one area right now that favors the consumer, trading in. Upgrade with Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard. And tell Tip and his team you heard about him here. Soldier Boy, we have about a minute.
Hey, Greg, I'm going to make it a 30-second job here. Hey, you were talking about Republicans not stepping up. Let's talk about the positivity of Rand Paul ripping ripping him yesterday, another orifice.
I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci, and my ass hurts because Rand Paul took a bite out of it yesterday, and I can't sit.
Did he not stand up for Republicans and conservatives?
Yes, but he's one of the few. You got Rand and Ted Cruz, Howley, and a few others. The rest of them are just part of the
problem. Him and his wife got attacked in the, coming out of the White House. I think he's seen a new light.
Not to mention his lunatic left-wing neighbor that almost killed him.
Oh, yeah. The stand up for Rand Paul.
Absolutely. Thank you for reminding us of that. Yeah, we could make a list. It wouldn't be particularly long from the House or Senate of legitimate conservatives. Not the word Republican turns me up. It makes my flesh crawl. That's Mitch McConnell, who should be joining Hillary in a Chappaqua naked.
Drinking box wine
together, watching reruns of the Adams Family.
Oh, man.
Cooter sent me a picture. Look at these old plastic bags filled with gasoline.
That's brave, okay?
That's stupid.
That is wow.
That is beyond stupid.
Man, wrong kind of bag, the gas will eat right through it.
People don't know any better.
Man, poke one little hole in it.
That is frightening.
It's nuts.
Wow, it's just about 5 o'clock. Rosie, Seth Spotlow, me, and Baumhauer's after the show.
Yeah.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon on East Boulevard and I-85. A lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road congested from Atlanta Highway all the way down to Vaughan Road. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in the Montgomery, Wetumpka, Prattville, or Millbrook areas this afternoon.